USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
My campaign did make mistakes. There was money spent on things, not by me, but by the campaign, and I paid that back before my last election. I paid back $60,000 after I did an objective audit.
Duncan Hunter defends himself after the Justice Department indicts him and his wife on fraud and other charges. The Republican California congressman, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
This is pure politics, and the prosecutors can make an indictment read like a scandalous novel if they want to. They've had a year and a half to do this. There's no way for me now to go out and be able to talk to my people or get this done in court before my election.
Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records. This is USA Radio News.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
My campaign did make mistakes. There was money spent on things, not by me, but by the campaign, and I paid that back before my last election. I paid back $60,000 after I did an objective audit.
Duncan Hunter defends himself after the Justice Department indicts him and his wife on fraud and other charges. The Republican California congressman, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
This is pure politics, and the prosecutors can make an indictment read like a scandalous novel if they want to. They've had a year and a half to do this. There's no way for me now to go out and be able to talk to my people or get this done in court before my election.
Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
One of the jurors in the Paul Manafort trial speaking out, USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
Special counsel Robert Mueller's team was one holdout juror away from a winning conviction against Paul Manafort on all 18 counts of bank and tax fraud. Paula Duncan joined Fox News and explained what went on behind closed doors.
We all tried to convince her to look at the paper trail. We laid it out in front of her again and again, and she still said that she had a reasonable doubt, and that's the way the jury worked. We didn't want it to be hung, so we tried for an extended period of time to convince her. But in the end, she held out, and that's why we have 10 counts that did not get a verdict.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A huge hurricane named Lane heading toward Hawaii. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says the path still not clear.
Hawaii is going to be impacted by Hurricane Lane. The question is how bad.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An update now on a matter related to the deadly Las Vegas mass shooting at Mandalay Bay aimed at country music concert goers. New charges filed against the Arizona man who sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, killing 58 people last October 1st. USA Radio's Wendy King now with the story.
While Douglas Haig sold ammunition to the gunman, Stephen Paddock, that isn't part of this indictment filed by state officials in Nevada. Haig does face charges of engaging in the business of making ammunition without